Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in a little city, and like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Yes, it is.
All is blessed after 6 days of war. Watch battleships from far rocks, seashores. If I'm a bed with horse, convert, we haul no more. Our social uproar. Merchants weak and burnt down stores. Liberty no longer has statues. She sunk to the sea floor. She lied, pillaged, and raped from times before. Up to yesterday, I grabbed my mic, settled the score. Lift up my mic to thunder and lightning like the mighty Thor. A wolf woolly had more to say the start of the war. They came full force with rage, age, anthrax, crack. Concentration camps, revamped, court prisons, financing back by corporations, TV stations, show full support, quote injustice. Got them in the streets, got them in the court. Projects are breeding grounds for plagues, unhealth abort. When the aid came, devil shell, mission abort. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no beast. Remember the old world, old ways, old messiah. Teaching economics, nourished on blood like vampires. Revamp the suck life from the poor, in the name of their God, Thor. Greed lost control, wanted more ore. Employ legions, you seek, pillage, destroy. Employ slaves to dig and mine the caves for a wage. This is the enlightened age. CEO posed as a sage, scripture on a currency page. Stage terror, old orders, old regimes, sad laws, just rules, unjustly it seems. Stamped and branded men like cattle, human resources. Humans are resources, armed their minds to serve the forces of evil. Backwards, spells live, evil's against life. Take it away and never forgive. Evil is cancer cells, feed on good cells, kill them, destroy the host and move on. Character of this old realm. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no peace. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wool with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no peace. A new.
Let's begin with the proclamation. There can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Ha'aden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Hout. Today's show is titled, The Purpose of Men. Like last week, this week there is two quotes to this show. Coming from the Netir Sesson, Book 7, Verse 45, and it goes as follows. You have understood, O son, the manner of regeneration. For on the coming of these 10, the intellectual generation is perfected, and then it drives away the 12, and we have seen it in the generation itself. The second quote comes from the same book, same chapter in that book, verse 54, and it goes as follows. This is regeneration, O son, that we should not any longer fix our imagination on this body, subject to the three dimensions, according to the speech which we have now commented, that we may not at all calumniate the universe, end quote. Today I'm going back to what drives me in the Netir Sesson, and sometimes what I feel is it's the overall message in the Book of Life is to teach men and women about the purpose of life, which is regeneration. This is why I call it the purpose of men. as men, well, I should start out as saying as souls, we go through different manifestations. For example, in our lowest forms as souls, we are what one would call animals on land. Another form is fish in the seas. Then we graduate to flying things. We go from creeping things to flying things. And then our graduation from flying things, the soul goes into a man or a woman, which graduating out of this form of being a man or a woman turn to our natural forms as Neter. This is the life cycle of a soul. I know I did a show approximately, was it a year and a half ago? Yeah, it might have been about a year and a half ago. It was actually three shows I did called The Good That Works. Now, you can go through the Imani Speaks archives on Blog Talk. You will find those shows, but they won't be in their completeness because for some reason the shows were chopped up. I have no idea why, but none of those shows are in their full form. And in that series, I was explaining from the Neter Sesson, directly from the Neter Sesson, the cycle of a soul into its different formations, and why in the beginning of time, when the souls were created, what sentenced them to go into bodies, or sentence us, because we are the souls that I'm talking about. And then our different formations and bodies, our purpose of being in these bodies, and what we are supposed to learn as souls in these bodies, so we can graduate back to our immortal forms as Neter. Because indeed, we are the Neter. Some may ask, what is a Neter? And I describe a Neter as one would call, if he was in the Hebrew faith, a Elohim, the Christian faith, an angel, the Muslim faith, in Allah Huma. All of them's pretty much saying angel, as we know it in English. That's what a Neter is. That's who we are in our immortal forms. And so the purpose of life is for us to learn these virtues to get back to our immortal forms. As we talk about life, at the end of life, there is something that we call death that many of us fear. And rightfully so, because we don't know what it is. That's why we fear it. If a mortal soul, whether it be man or woman, has lived his life, with good virtue, then when the soul departs the body, it regenerates, or I should say resurrect, back into an Elohim or a Neter. As I know it, I know some may know it as Elohim, Elohim, angel, but that's what we resurrect back into when we pass on from this life as a man or a woman. For those of us that don't, because we haven't properly regenerated, we come back. Some of us walk this earth as bodiless souls, And this is where the demons and the devils come from. This is who they are. It's us. Not regenerated. I know I've heard various descriptions of where devils and demons come from. But when I read it in the Book of Life, the light came on. Bam! It just made sense to me. This is where the legions of demons is coming from that's walking the earth right now. It's men and women not resurrected. So their immortal souls walk the earth bodiless. And this is where the demons are formed. I know we live in a time right now where we can see evil rising at an alarming rate. That's why I call this a Hellenistic world. And when I say Hellenistic, I don't mean that there's something wrong with the world itself. It's the souls in the world that's making it Hellenistic. The world itself is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the souls in the world that falsely interpret it. As you hear me say, they think good is evil, and they think evil is good. And so we as men and women, we live our lives without purpose. And when we live it without purpose, we tend to go the way of evil. I should say we are, as the Book of Life says, we're nourished by it. And because we're nourished by evil, we tend to do it continuously. And it comes out in murders. It comes out in deceit. It comes out in all those things we call bad. Comes out in those forms. You know, as a Christian, I remember reading the Ten Commandments. And to go by those Ten Commandments is supposed to make you a spotless, perfect person. When you embody those Ten Commandments in everything you do. And this is the same in regeneration. I say regeneration is the purpose of our lives as men and women. To regenerate or build the virtues of becoming our immortal soul again. Now, some of us think that, oh, so you mean that we have to be good for the sake of being good? And I usually reply, if you see it that way, then you don't understand what it is. And to put it bluntly, translating from the Book of Life, the Nitir Sesson, regeneration is the building of 10 virtues to realize what our duties and responsibilities it is as a soul, or a mortal soul, I should add, with an intelligent mind, what we're supposed to do, what our duties and responsibilities are in the universe. Because that's why we fell to the species of men, because as souls, we did not carry out these duties and responsibilities. So the lesson of becoming a mortal man or a mortal woman was for us to learn this. Some of us learn it and graduate back to the status of Nitir again. Some of us do not learn it. And we forever walk the earth, sometimes as bodiless souls, and sometimes we take on the bodies of various creatures depending on the condition of our soul. And so the purpose of men and women, I should have put that in the title, but I wrote men because I'm not dividing gender here. I'm talking about the species of man, whether male or female. It has no difference in gender. That's why I didn't put gender there in the title. It was on my mind that the young adults in my life, whether it's my own children or family members, I don't see it as any fault of their own, but they seem to interpret that adulthood means I can have sex, I can curse, and I can do what I want to do. That's what they interpret adulthood to be. And it's not just them. It's not just their generation. This has been going on for a long time. Generation after generation after generation have thought the same thing. And we pass this on to our kids. Not all the time by what we say, but what they see us do. This is what they interpret adulthood to be. That I can go out and have sex, that I can curse, and I can do what I want to do. And they carry that attitude with them into adulthood, and it leads to the various problems that we see, that we've had, and that they are having. I know I was talking to my son earlier this week about what I learned about my grandmother and my grandfather's marriage, my mom and my dad's marriage, as well as what's going on in my marriage. To prepare them, I told it to both my sons, to prepare them for what's ahead. Now, I tell them that many people say that marriage is doomed to fail. And in their eyes, it is doomed to fail because they failed to grow up to mature men and women. Therefore, when they're faced with life choices of men and women, they begin to fight because they don't understand the proper responsibility of being a man or a woman. Being an adult, let's just put it that way. They're still trapped in childhood. Some at the stage of being a teenager, some even younger. But they're still trapped in that stage. They haven't matured or graduated to the state of adulthood, and that's what drives most of the problems they have as adults. And I'm saying something a little personal here, but I'm going to say it anyway. A few years back, one of my sons went to boot camp. He did something he wasn't supposed to do, and he ended up in boot camp. And I remember telling him before he left that when you get there, you're going to see that the people that you are there with have not grown up. That's why they are there. These are the same type of people that are filling the prison system. They haven't grown up. And what I mean by that, they have not accepted their responsibilities. And that's why they do the things they do that them up where they're at. And I remember the first day my son got out, the first thing he said to me was, "Hi, Dad, you was right." And at first I forgot that I even told him that. And I looked at him and he said, "All those guys that was down in that prison, they act like children." I remember him saying that, and I seen the look on his face. He said, "You were so right." He said, "When I got there, I seen it." And I said, "They haven't grown up." It has changed him, because he has grown since then. Very responsible young man. And, you know, I'm proud to call him my son. And so I teach the same thing to my other son and their friends when they come around here. I tell them the same thing. I have to tell myself the same thing, actually. Purpose of a man is taking on responsibility, looking outside of yourself and to be responsible for those around you. Now, I know when I told a relative this, my relative said, "That's crazy. You can't take on that kind of weight. You can't take on that responsibility." And this said to me, "Oh, you haven't grown up yet. That's why you're saying this. You don't understand this because you haven't grown up yet. You're still trapped in a mental childhood." Because like I said, many of us believe that adulthood is cursing, having sex. Some dudes actually believe it's, you know, kicking butt. I'm not going to become profane right now. You know, you think that if we kick somebody's butt, that this makes us a man or this makes us an adult because we kicked his butt. When you turn on that idiot box called the TV, these are the messages that are coming out of it all the time. I remember I went down to my wife's church a couple of years back, and because I was talking around the house and they was all ignoring me, so I felt like I had to go somewhere to get their attention. So my wife asked me to go to church with them one day, and I went, "Sure, fine." And I remember the point where they was having confession. I don't know what that part is called, the official name of it, because I'm not an Advent church goer, I should put it that way. But I remember when for my confession now, in the past, when that time came, I always sat down and said, "No, thank you," because I felt like this was telling my business or something. That's why I did it. But this time I said, "Nope, I'm going to speak my mind." And I stood up and I began talking about warning the women in the church especially, but it was for all, to turn your TVs off, to turn your radios off, to burn your magazines, because there is something that's coming and it's going to mess us up terribly if we don't put them away and ignore them. That was my message that day. And I remember my wife's preacher at the end of service called me over and she said, you should have seen the look on their faces when you started talking. They couldn't believe what was coming out your mouth. And I bet you've been trying to tell them this around the house, but nobody's listening. And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I knew it, because when you started talking, I seen the look on their faces. You couldn't see them because they was behind you, but I seen the look on their faces, and they couldn't believe it." And one of the other members was trying to cut you off, and I said, "No, let them go." because God is talking to us today. That's, you know, she wasn't saying that I was God. She was just saying the Creator was speaking through me. And she was saying, anytime you get an urge to come to my church, you're more than welcome. Anytime. Door's always open for you. And then I remembered what she told me prior to that. She said that God's got a calling for you. She came in my house and she just said that. She said, Reggie, God's got a calling for you. And, you know, I looked at her like, yeah, whatever. She said, as soon as I walked in the house, I can feel it when I looked at you. And my wife reminded me, you told me a long time ago, one of your aunts said that also. Say, you can't escape what you was called here to do. And I said, yeah, I know. I realized it. My first meeting with my wellness coach, she told me this in her words also. And, you know, when my wellness coach told it to me, I didn't know what she was talking about, to be honest. But, you know, after my wellness coach told me that, a few months later, I know I had went in the hospital. I actually don't remember what happened. But that day I came out the hospital, I know my sister was telling me that person that something changed right there. And shortly after that, that's when my wife's preacher told me what she did. And I begin reflecting back on what my wellness coach said. That took me back to a long time ago when my aunt told me the same thing. You know, but I don't want to get off into me because this is not about me. But the purpose of manhood, the purpose of adulthood, period, is to take on the responsibilities of first yourself. And then you learn to become responsible for the people around you. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first time in, secondly the world, thirdly man. Peace. For those on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So, purpose of men, or the purpose of a man or a woman or an adult, is to take on the responsibility. First of all, for yourself, you become responsible for yourself, then for the people around you. And I know some go, that's crazy. Why should I be responsible for him or her? They're an adult. They should be responsible for themselves. Yes, you should be responsible for yourself. But taking on the responsibility of people around you, for example, parents take on the responsibility of their children, meaning that they teach them how to be proper men and women. And when you don't teach them that, they have the problems that they have in life. When you don't teach a child, whether a girl or a boy, how to take on the responsibilities of an adult and grow into a man or a woman, they have as an adult as a result of that. That's pretty much the meat of it. That's what was going through my mind when I was getting ready to do the show last week, but I didn't have it all together in my head yet. And for some reason, I guess that's why I didn't do that show. But I take on this message today on this Heruk Amen. To spread the word to every man, woman, and child. The purpose of a man, or I should say the purpose of an adult, is to take on responsibility for himself or herself, and then to be responsible for those that are around them, whether it's your children, your nieces, your nephews. Now, your parents aging, your mom and your dad, you take on that responsibility. This is why, as young adults, we are needed. As mature adults, we are needed. We are needed by our children. We are needed by our parents. We are needed by our aunts and uncles, distant parents, or how could you describe them as... they took on the role of your parents when your parents wasn't around, so they are your parents too. And of course, your children, your nieces, your nephews, they need that adult role model to look at and to emulate, to say, this is adulthood, and this is what I am going to mimic. This is what I am going to act like. I know in this Hellenistic culture, which some call Western culture, some call pop culture, whatever name you give it, I say Hellenistic, describing the Greco-Roman culture that this Western culture is adapted after. In this Western culture, we are taught selfishness, we are taught irresponsibility for ourselves and others. It's woven in the fabric of the so-called education system. I mean, it's not an education system because it brings nothing good out of you. So it's not an education system. But it was designed to purposely keep us from crossing over into adulthood. You know, we don't grow up. We remain perpetual children all our lives. And they said, when you walk through time and you begin to study why they built the society this way, this is us all in perpetual childhood because it would be easier to govern us as children than as men and women. Because the ones that govern us are children themselves. I know during this season that many are in a uproar about the next presidential election. I know my mom talks to me about it sometimes. And, oh, if this person gets the House or that person gets the House, oh, we're going to be in trouble. And my reply is always something I hear Professor Griff say all the time of Public Enemy, that doesn't matter whether it's the left wing or the right wing, they're both the same damn bird. Excuse my French, but they're both the same bird. Whether you're pulling for the left wing or the right wing, they're both going to still take you in the same direction. And I remember when I first heard him say it, I was like, yeah, he's right. There's no debate out of what he just said from me. He's right. How can you debate that? That they're both different wings of the same bird taking you in the same direction, which is into hell. That's what it is. So how can you debate whether you're going to be on the side of the left wing or the side of the right wing? Because the bird is foul itself. It's a nasty, evil bird, and it's not going to take you anywhere you really want to go. It's going to lead you down the road to death and destruction, because that's all that it's on, that is on its mind, is death and destruction. And you hear a lot of people go, oh, that's not so. How can you say that? And I say simply walk through time. Look at what this country has produced from its inception. And ask yourself, is there really, is the purpose of this country any good? And my answer is emphatically no. Country was never good from its inception, but they tell you that it was, not knowing what good really is. Now, we have these people that say, God bless America and nowhere else, simply because the foul and evil spirits they are, they would say something like that. And many of us follow after that stuff. You know, many of us think that America is the greatest country in the world. It's the greatest country that this earth has ever produced. And I say, if that is true, man, we are in a sad state. Seriously, we are in a sad state if you think America is the best that the souls of this world can produce. To what I always say, that's why we are in a Hellenistic world. Because the souls here think and speak Hellenistic words, and we generate this Hellenistic world continuously. And then we call it good. Right now, every day I go outside conditions of my neighborhood, and then when I venture out into other neighborhoods, I look at the conditions of those neighborhoods, and I ask myself, why is it like this? And I come back to the answer that in your neighborhood, the men are not taking on the responsibilities of men. That's why your neighborhoods are like that. Now, I'm not just pointing the fingers at every other man. This is myself included. This is definitely myself included. Fulfill our purpose here as men. And that's why we have the problems we have. Now, the men in my neighborhood wake up every morning, get cleaned up, jump in their car, and go to a job in somebody else's neighborhood because there are none here. And when we look at why there are no jobs here, you got to look at the men. It's our fault as men. We haven't built any jobs here for our women and our children as well as ourselves. This is why our neighborhoods are in the conditions they are in. Now, we are quick to run out to other people's neighborhoods, and we take jobs in other people's neighborhoods, and we complain about the conditions of our neighborhoods compared to theirs, and then don't take any responsibility for it. And when I look at this kind of behavior, I look back to 1904 when the organization that many call the Boule, W.E.B. Du Bois Talented 10th is what they was called back then, but we know them today as the Boule. And these Boule are set up in all positions to control Black America. They are the cream of the crop, so to speak, the talented 10th, you know, the top 10 that the race can produce. The talented top 10 that the race can produce, as they say. And how they drive us, you know, they talk college all the time. You go to college so you can graduate and get a good job with a good corporation. And you move out your neighborhood. All of these things is neglecting your responsibilities. In other words, they're men and women that have not grown up. They are to me. When I look at them, that's what I see. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm not a comedian. This is no joke. When I was a teenager, my favorite song was I Ain't No Joke by Eric B. and Rakim. And that was my theme that I carried with me into adulthood. I ain't no joke. I don't play around. Now, Malcolm X warned us in his autobiography about thespians. I forgot the year the book was printed, but back in the 60s, El-Haj Malik Shabazz warned us back then about thespians. And even to today, in 2015, we still have not got that message. We have not gotten that message. We ignored it, and we take on these thespians as our idols. Every day, men and women sit around and talk about what the thespians are doing, who are they sleeping with, et cetera, et cetera, as if it really matters, neglecting our own lives and talking about what thespians are doing or not doing. And how they should be doing this and how they should be doing that. That's what these reality shows of today, that's what they're all about. That's what they're pulling you into. They're focusing you into the lives of, you know, other so-called normal people. Well, they're not normal anymore. They're reality stars. And they're so focused in on what's going on in their life that they totally ignore what's going on in theirs. And it can be hell raining down in their lives at that moment, but they don't care. Because all they care is about what the thespians are doing, what the thespians are saying. Like I said, Brother Malcolm, El-Haj Malik Shabazz, warned us about thespians back in the 1960s. That's over 50-something years ago. Want us to watch out for thespians. That generation didn't get the message, and certainly my generation didn't get the message, and we're not passing that message down to our children. And that's why we keep going through these problems over and over and over and over again, because we're not focused as men and women on our responsibilities, the things that are going on around us that we should be responsible for. We don't take that responsibility.